Thank you for joining us for another Call in Kentucky news update. Today is October 18th, 2011, and wow, this is an exciting time to be in Kentucky. Statewide elections are now less than a month away, and of course, Kentucky basketball is about to get in full swing. If you'd like to get in touch with us, drop me a line at callinkentucky@hotmail.com and check out our blog at callinkentucky.blogspot.com. We'll start off today with political news. As you probably well know, we are in the middle of many statewide races, and the past few weeks have seen debates between most of the candidates. The most high-profile debate was last week's forum of the gubernatorial candidates at Eastern Kentucky University. Governor Steve Beshear, who has been facing some criticism for avoiding joint appearances with his opponents, was on hand this time around. There's really not much of a point in me rehashing the debate, since I have doubts that any of it will have any sort of real effect on the polls or the election themselves. If anybody might have connected with undecideds watching last week, it might have been Gatewood Galbraith, the independent candidate, simply because of his lack of a public record as an office holder and is sort of not part of the problem sentiment. I could see that turning a couple of heads. Then again, how many people watching that debate were actually undecideds in the first place? At most, maybe any single candidate could get a bumper of a point or two. And with the governor having such a large lead that he does right now, I don't think that it's anywhere near a game changer. A more effective method of reaching voters is direct contact, and that's what both parties are out doing this month. The entire statewide Democratic ticket, yes, even Bob Farmer, are on their two-week bus tour of Kentucky, attending rallies, stump speaking, and fundraising. Meanwhile, Republicans, at least two of them, are doing the same thing. Ag Commissioner candidate James Comer and Attorney General candidate Todd Peeple are on their own bus tour, which they are calling Corn and Coal. Notice that David Williams, who at this point you might just call a toxic political figure, is not involved. Comer and Peeple are probably the two best chances the Republicans have to get something going in the November election. While the rallies are in full swing, so are the battles behind the scenes, so to speak. Steve Beshear has faced some criticism after Kentucky Finance Secretary Lori Flannery sent out some emails from her state account using her government-issued iPad. This really wouldn't be a problem if Ms. Flannery had used a private email account and a private iPad, but the fact that she did so on state property is where the controversy stems from. The Beshear campaign has said that Flannery won't lose her job, but may be forced to use a Zoom tablet instead. Ba-dum-tsh. The Democrats might be bogged down with the email gate, or Applegate, if you would like to go that route. Republican political group Restoring America is appealing a restraining order imposed by a Franklin Circuit judge which blocked them from airing attack ads against Governor Steve Beshear because of a failure to report donors, which contributed $1.3 million to the third-party political group. Kentucky Secretary of State Elaine Walker announced that she has breast cancer. Walker, who was appointed to the position in January and defeated in the primary by Allison Lundergan Grimes, says that her prognosis is good and she will finish out her term. She made her announcement partly because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, saying she is now one of 3,000 Kentuckians who will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. Just some quick headlines from the past week or so. Jack Brammer tells us that Governor Steve Beshear and running mate Jerry Abramson have raised $9.5 million in their re-election bid. Danville is now the per capita capital of microbrewing, with one brewery for every 7,500 people. The Southern Poverty Law Center has ranked all the state's teachings on the history of civil rights movement and grades Kentucky as an F, says Kentucky's News Review. On to sports, the University of Kentucky's football team was on a bye week this past weekend, but will return to face Jacksonville State at noon this Saturday. After that, the 2-4 Wildcats will be in SEC play for the remainder of the season. They really do need a big weekend win this weekend, not only for the season record's sake, but also just for confidence, as they still face Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Tennessee. A lot of strong teams and a couple beatable teams in there. Joker Phillips is going to have his hands full getting to 5 or 6 wins this season, but UK Athletic Director Mitch Barnhart says that Joker will definitely have a job next season, regardless of the standings at the end of this season. While we hope for the best in football, we are watching some of the best in Kentucky basketball. The UK men and women's teams took to the floor to scrimmage for fans at the Big Blue Madness event last Friday night. It was an impressive event between women's coach Matthew Mitchell's Michael Jackson dance, Cal's rousing "We don't move the needle, we are the needle" speech, and the three-point slash dunk contest that was the men's scrimmage. Most eye-catching, at least to me, was Darius Miller's three-point shooting ability, Terrence Jones' progression athletically and mentally, really. The returning sophomore Jones is said to have turned on a light switch since last season, and considering that he averaged over 16 points a game, that's going to be a very good thing for this team. The freshmen, of course, we've been talking about them for a long time. They looked really good. Plenty of shooting ability, speed, athletic ability to go around. Though the rankings aren't out yet, Kentucky is projected by many to be ranked number 2 in the nation behind North Carolina, who they will play early on in the season. Sports Illustrated, though, recently had an article listing UK's front court, which not only consists of Jones, but almost solid pick as a lottery pick, freshman Anthony Davis, at number 2 in the nation. The front court was number 2 behind UNC, just like the rankings are projected to be. But they were also ranked as having the number 3 backcourt in the nation behind Florida and Duke. The first exhibition game will be held on November 2nd against Transylvania University. And that pretty much wraps it up for this Calling Kentucky news update. Once again, reach us at callingkentucky@hotmail.com and check out our blog on callingkentucky.blogspot.com. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next time.